This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's Quranic wisdom, two words everyone can easily memorize. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The final victory will always be for the people of taqwa. The word عَاقِبَة in Arabic, it is one of those words that has two exact opposite meanings. عَاقِبَة can mean a negative result, and عَاقِبَة can mean a positive result. So عَاقِبَة is the end result. So you can translate it as failure, and you can translate it as success. And the Quran uses the word عَاقِبَة at times to indicate the negative end results. And when it does so, there's always a conditional clause. In over two dozen verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Look at what happened, the end result of those who denied Allah. The word عَاقِبَة is used. Allah says, فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Look at the عَاقِبَة of the wrongdoers. Allah says, أُنْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Look at the failure and end result of those who called fasad. And then Allah says, أُنْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Over and over Allah says, look at the عَاقِبَة of the wrongdoer, the ظَالِم, the fasid, the evil. But if you notice all of these verses, the word عَاقِبَة is without the alif lam. Look at the عَاقِبَة. This is the partial end result of the wrongdoer. In the whole Quran, the only time the words al-aqiba, that is the ultimate end, because you know in Arabic the alif lam, right? In this case, it's istighraq lil-jins. The alif lam here, the ultimate victory, the ultimate final result. The only time in the whole Quran that Allah uses al-aqiba four times, and every one of them with regards to taqwa. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ twice, and إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ once, that's three, and وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى four times. الْعَاقِبَةُ, the final victory, that's the alif lam. It is only used in the whole Quran, and it is linked to taqwa and muttaqin. In other words, what Allah is saying, the ultimate victory shall always be for the muttaqin. That is the ultimate end. There is no finale that is more grand, that is more beautiful, that is more successful than al-aqiba lil-muttaqin. And if you look at the context of these verses, they add even more profundity and meaning. So for example, in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the context of the persecution of the prophets, and he mentions that Musa alayhi salam is telling his people that, you know, Fir'aun has done a lot of wrong. And you know, this world, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Your end result, your failure, and your success will not be based upon this dunya. Oh believers, he's telling the Muslims of his time, oh people who are being persecuted by the Bani Israel, don't forget, no matter what happens in this dunya, إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Your ultimate success will be with Allah if you have taqwa. In another verse that this context exists in, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being consoled about the persecution of the Quraysh, and he's being told, "Fasbir, inna al-aqiba lil-muttaqin." Be patient at all that they do to you. Don't worry. The final result and the ultimate victory will be for the muttaqin. In a third series of verses about the context of this phrase, it is about Qarun and the wealth of Qarun and how powerful Qarun was, and the fact that eventually Qarun was destroyed. And Allah Azza wa Jal then says, in the context of the greatest multi-billionaire who ever walked the face of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is nothing. Indeed, the aqibah is for the muttaqeen. Don't judge success based upon material power, based upon wealth, based upon this dunya. This is not how ultimate aqibah, ultimate success is judged. Al-aqibah is for the muttaqin. And the fourth time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the concept that wal-aqibatu lit-taqwa is with regards to commanding your own family to be righteous. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. Ya Rasulullah, be patient and make sure your family is righteous and praying. And don't worry about money. We will give you your rizq. Ultimate success is for taqwa, not with rizq, not with sustenance. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. So as we come to a conclusion of our series, just 2-3 days left and we are done with this series and the month of Ramadan, one of the powerful reminders I want to leave myself and all of you, ultimate success is only going to come from taqwa. Memorize this phrase, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. Never, ever bedazzled by the temporality of this world. Never feel down if you lose something of this dunya. If in one period of time an enemy of Allah has strength over you, like what happened to Bani Israel when their enemies had strength over them, Musa said to them, don't worry, this world that comes and goes, al-aqibatu lil-muttaqin. If you find somebody more successful than you, then you be more successful in what is worthy to be successful in. Wal-aqibatu lil-taqwa. Ultimate success will only come from having taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, much more can be said, but I'm just going to plug in here. Listen to khutbas and topics about the reality of taqwa and how to attain taqwa and the benefits of taqwa. That's a whole separate topic. The Quran has 15 specific benefits for taqwa. 15 literally specific benefits for taqwa. The Quran has techniques of how to get taqwa, and of the ways to get taqwa is what? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the concept of taqwa is what will save us. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of Allah. Try to maximize your taqwa. And the more you maximize your taqwa, the more you shall be successful. Memorize this phrase, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. May Allah make us amongst the people of taqwa. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.